Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tzadi Hei, Baba Basra 95a, pagination is 189. We're making reference to a statement of Rav Huna that appears on the previous daf, Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, where Rav Huna said that even though there is a concept of tolerance when you purchase produce and you expect a certain amount of dirt or junk or pebbles in the produce, in Bala Nafos, if the person who bought it decides to sieve the produce and finds that the amount of junk in it is greater than the normal expected amount, the tolerance level, Manapa Eskulo, he's allowed to sieve the whole thing and he's allowed to demand restitution on the entire amount, such that he's claiming that the junk in its entirety should be replaced, and not that he's just getting replacement on the amount that's above the tolerance level, but now that it's exceeded the tolerance level, the entire amount has to be rectified. The Gemara brings a number of cases to compare this ruling of Rav Huna to other areas of halacha. For example, on today's daf, four lines down, Tashema, we learned. Ha'ona'a, when you have a case that a person charged too much, for example, it could be in the reverse also, where the seller was wronged, but typically the buyer was wronged. He was charged too much for the product. Pachas mishtus, nikne mekach. If it's less than a sixth, there's tolerance, and the transaction goes through without recourse. Yosa mishtus, if it's more than a sixth, though, batel mekach, the transaction is nullified. At the end of the line, the Gemara asks, Amai, why? Lehadir ad pachos mishtos, why can't the seller simply return the extreme aggrieved amount over here, the amount that's above a sixth deviation? And once that's returned, the problem is only one sixth, or less than one sixth, and the transaction would go through. Again, amai, lehadir ad pachos mishtos, why don't you return enough that brings the problem to less than a sixth? And as Rashbam explains, da pachos mishtos machal inish, because lower than a sixth, people forgive. Ve'en kan, oh no, ashtos. And the result will be that you don't have a sixth of taking advantage of him. Shmami no, back in the Gemara, we see from here, kalhechi deboi la'adure kula mahader. When you have to return, we don't say until a certain point was forgiveness, and I'm only dealing with a claim above the tolerance amount, but rather it's understood that the entire amount, once you've exceeded the tolerance amount, the entire amount, including the tolerance amount, is up for discussion and will need to be rectified. So you see, from Ona'a, that when a person exceeds the tolerance amount, everything is under discussion, similar ruling to that of Rav Huna, who said that if you sieve it and you find more than the tolerance amount, the entire amount has to be returned. The Gemara deflects this comparison and says, not necessarily. Hachi hashta. Hasam meikara shave bishave. By a financial transaction in which there's a sixth deviation, the expectation was that you were charging the right amount. Shave bishave amale. He told him that he's going to charge him the right amount, or even if he didn't say it, that's the expectation. Miupachas mishtos lo yediya b'mone umachil inish. But when it's less than a sixth, people don't notice it, and they forgive it. Shtus yediyah velo mochel. Once you hit a sixth, people know about it, and they don't forgive it. Yesem ishtus, mekach tausu ubatal mekach. Once the person has exceeded the sixth, it's a fraudulent transaction, and the entire transaction is bad. And therefore, by the Onah case, everything is up for discussion. That doesn't necessarily mean that by the produce case of Rav Huna, that we would require the entire amount be returned. As Rashbam explains, Gabe peros de urche de milsahi sheyesham tinofis. By produce, it's normal for there to be some inferior produce or product within it. And ikalameima de macha legamri. It could very well be that the person totally forgives. So again, by ona'a, the expectation was that you were charging the right amount. When you deviated just a little, I didn't notice it, and I forgave. If you deviated enough, then I noticed, and the whole thing is up for discussion. By produce, there possibly is a tolerance of a certain amount of junk, and it's only when you exceeded that amount that it was up for discussion, and perhaps only the amount that exceeded the tolerance, just because you hold by ona'a, everything has to be rectified, doesn't necessarily mean by Rav Huna's case that everything has to be rectified, because produce, by its very nature, may have a degree of tolerance. I remember once going to buy wood from a lumber store, and my father went with me to get me set up on the project. And he told the gentleman there, you know, give him good wood. And the man answered, I don't make it. It's not manufactured. It's grown. In other words, all lumber has a certain amount of tolerance that you're going to have. It's going to have knots. It's so some people consider that good because it looks natural. Other people want a nice straight piece. Such things are at a tremendous premium. The average sale in products that are grown has tolerance, as opposed to if you're choosing the price and there's a market price, why didn't you charge the right price? And ona'a is more strict, perhaps. The Gemara continues with another comparison. Tashema, hamekabel soda mechavero lita. A person accepts a field from his friend with the responsibility to plant it. Whatever his arrangement is going to be, if he's paid for doing this, if he gets a percentage of produce, but this is his task. He was assigned to plant. Hareza mekabel alav eser burios lemeya. The owner of the field who initiates the transaction has to be willing to accept, he has to accept 10 bad trees, 10 trees planted that don't produce fruit, lemeya for every 100. So 10%, that's a tolerance in things that grow that it's not going to produce, and he can't complain. However, yosemikan, if the level of this problem exceeded that amount, megalgim alavas hakol, we place the entire burden of rectification on this planter, on the person who accepted to plant. In other words, until the 10%, he just said, listen, that's the nature of things. If he exceeded the 10%, he hit 11 to the 100, then he's going to have to replant all 11 trees. Amar Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua. So, of course, it appears to be a proof to Rav Huna that once we're addressing it, we address the entire problem. Rav Huna Bar Eder, Rav Yeshua said, "Kol yeser mikan kebalita mitchila dami." It's not comparable, because when a person has 11 trees to the 100 that have to be replanted, it's like he's replanting an entire field. And when he comes to do one, we tell him, no, it's the entire field. At this point, he can't say, oh, I'll plant you 10 bad ones and one good one. There's no such thing. If you're planting, you have to plant good ones. And because he's coming in now to rectify the one, it's like planting a new field. And a new field has to be done correctly. In contrast, Rav Huna's case, there was a tolerance to the amount of dirt that's in the produce. And it could be that even if you hold that one tree over the limit forces him to replant 11 good ones, it could still be that there's tolerance by produce, and you do not necessarily have to hold, like Rav Huna's rule, that once we're addressing the impurities in the produce, we address them in their entirety. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.